Hello, this is Matt with Damaged Goods on Little Rally Radio, and I'm at the Hopscotch Music Festival in downtown Raleigh, and I'm here with a band called Voight Kampf, and I was wondering if you could introduce yourselves.
Colin, I play guitar.
Joe, I sing.
And where is Voight Kampf based out of? Is that a complicated question?
It is. It's a loaded question. Originally in the Midwest, Minneapolis and St. Louis, but now Raleigh and St. Louis.
Colin lives in Raleigh now. I still live in St. Louis.
How did you guys first meet each other?
Joe and I met doing some illegal things in a Chicago skyrise.
threw a picnic table off the roof of a Chicago skyrise into the river.
Well, onto
a boat.
We threw a few.
It's probably 13 stories up, I think.
Yeah. And it was probably 13 years ago, too.
That was the night we met, really?
Yeah, yeah. Like officially.
I guess it was,
yeah. Yeah, for sure. Then we stole a bunch of Christian's beer.
And was this Miller Lite?
I don't remember what they were drinking.
I don't know what it was.
It didn't matter.
I don't know what the Christians are supposed to drink, so.
Probably nothing. The blood of Christ?
Right.
We stole the blood of Christ.
It wasn't wine.
They were upset and wanted to fight, but then they just left.
How long has Voight Kampf been a band for?
I don't remember.
Like 11 years almost, I think.
11? Really?
Yeah.
We started it at Midwest
like
Hardcore Fest in Minneapolis.
And, like 05, 06,
and that was probably 06, and I think by the time we had songs, it was probably 07.
Oh, so it's been a while. That's
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we were originally called Rundown.
Yeah.
We put out a 7-inch under that name. The first Voight Kampf record came out in 2011, I think, right? First LP.
When it actually came out, we did it on cassette, and yeah, that was actually probably 2011, yeah.
Do you guys have a label for your stuff, or is it put out independently?
Deranged puts it out. No.
Deranged does it all now. We did a European release of both, on P-Trash Records and Rockstar Records out of Europe for both the single and the LP.
Well, since you guys live far apart, when was the last time you played a show together?
Actually,
this
is kind of crazy. Yeah, we played 3 shows this year. Well, as long as the show in like an hour and a half actually happens, we'll see about that. But that'll make 3 in a year, which will be a record breaker for us besides a European tour.
This is our first ever East Coast show.
Yeah.
Is this a European tour that's already happened, or you're planning that future?
Yeah, it's already happened. We went in 2014 with our friends No Problem. They took us under their wing and took us over to Europe. We just kind of hopped in the van with them.
And where did you play in Europe?
Oh, God.
Everywhere except the UK, pretty much. I think we did like...
We didn't make it to
12
Spain.
Or 13 countries.
Yeah. Yeah, that we actually played in. We played in Germany like 7 times, though.
No, it was like 4 or 5. It was
okay.
A lot.
Well, 6.
Which was your favorite spot that you played in?
Hamburg.
Budapest. Maybe. Well, we did play on a boat in Hamburg. It'd be insane.
How was that received?
It was amazing. Yeah. The boat drove around the pier while we played, so it was moving while we played, and there was like, I think they said the capacity at the beginning was like 97 people or something. It's like, there's no fucking
people.
Way they're gonna fit 97 people on this boat,
yeah,
and it was sold out.
They did it. Yeah, they did it. The boat was smaller than Slim's, and we had 100 people.
They stopped the boat at one point and threatened to take us back because people lifted me up onto the top of the boat. The driver
did they lift
got
you or did them. You climb up there? Because from where I was standing, it was, yeah.
I'm calling, you're from Minneapolis. What are some of your favorite bands from the Minneapolis area?
Changed now. Condominium also are like my friends, so doesn't really count, but they're pretty amazing. Claps are my other friends who are like minimal synths. They're awesome. There was a band called Friendly that was like peace punk when nobody was doing it, and they were really good, which one of them went on into Condominium, as well as Frozen Teens, who are sick. Runs the whole gamut. I mean, there's power pop bands like Mystery Date, who are fucking awesome. Psychedelic bands like the Dimensionals.
Have you ever seen the band Kitten Forever?
Yes, several times.
Yeah, they're great. They played a great show here recently with Pie Face Girls. I don't know if you saw that, but
I was there. Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah.
And what about St. Louis? Are there any good bands over there?
Drunks with Guns. Trauma Harness is a really good current band. There's this band, The Conformists, that nobody really knows about, but they've been around for like my whole existence of going to shows. They're really great. There used to be this band called In Medias Res that was like a really, really good kind of angular, post-punky kind of band.
The Conformists, they just kind of do what they're told, right?
The Conformists do not do what they're told at all. Their live shows are pretty incredible every time.
I think I would be doing Minneapolis a disservice if I didn't mention the Sleaze. They're probably my all-time favorite Minneapolis band.
What do they sound like?
Lord only fucking knows. I mean, they kind of sound like Wire. The closest comparison, but those guys like definitely had never heard them when they were doing that.
I love Wire, so I'll have to check that out.
Yes, you will.
There's always Lumpy and the Dumpers too. Everybody knows who they are.
Who are you the most excited about seeing at the Hopscotch Festival besides yourselves?
I'm not looking forward to seeing us at all.
yeah, neither am I.
I'm really looking forward to Lavender Country tonight, actually.
That's a really cool story.
Yeah, I just had to miss them in St. Louis. They played St. Louis like a month ago, but I saw the video, and even the video was just super, just really moving. So I'm looking forward to actually getting to catch them tonight. I really wanted to see Young Thug last night, but he was like an hour late.
Oh yeah, as was Erykah Badu.
That's right.
Television was terrible.
I was really looking forward to that. It was a pretty big bummer.
What did you not like about their set?
I mean,
it's like they're having band practice.
Yeah.
Really?
That
I missed it. So
that pretty much sums it up.
Yeah,
I went and saw the Coat Hanger, so I decided to do that.
Gun Outfit was awesome last night. Gun Outfit was really good.
I pretty much missed everything last night. I mean, I was excited to check out like Grog and Converge on Thursday. I want to see Baroness tonight. I've heard Convoy are really good.
Yes, Convoy is a great band.
Everybody tells me I'm going to like them. So.
Really good energy.
Yeah, I'm excited. But also, like, ironically enough, I still haven't seen Creep yet, I'm really excited about that.
Essex Murrow from here, I saw them this morning and they were really good.
Yeah, they're great.
Downtown Boys, we just played with Downtown Boys in Oklahoma City at this other fest earlier this year, and they blew me away live. It was so good live.
Was this the Everything Is Not Okay Fest?
Yeah. They did one of the most amazing things I've ever seen live while Joey was taking selfies on the patio.
What did they do?
First of all, the saxophone player is fucking incredible.
She shreds.
It's like ridiculous. The guitar player kept playing drums and like kept time. He kept playing guitar, but then kept time on the drums while the drummer stage dove with his tom drum, and everybody caught him while he was standing on the rims of his tom drum and still playing while they passed him around. And they just kept the whole song going. It was seamless and a maneuver I'd never seen before, so I was very excited about that.
Well, so are you guys in other bands besides Voidkampf?
I'm in Davidians. I don't know if Joe's still doing any of the other bands he was doing before.
No, I was in a hardcore band called Lifelike, but we just broke up this year. Their last tour. I was playing drums in a band called Drag that was kind of like shoegazy indie rock kind of stuff. It's my first band ever playing drums in. But I quit that band in the same month. So I'm just in Voidkampf.
What is your favorite Voidkampf song to play live?
That's a good question because it changes every single time. Like, a lot of times we're not able to play anything close to all of the songs. I guess I'm excited about the new ones because we've never played them. We played one in Oklahoma City, but we've got a new one tonight. So I guess Victim of Desire is the name of it. That's off the single we just did.
I don't know, I really like playing Paranoia Visions. Yeah, I don't know. The new ones are pretty cool. I mean, it's just fun to be able to play them because we've never played them before. So.
And you have a song called The Great White North?
That song, too. We're not playing it tonight, though. We haven't played it this year at all. That's one of my favorites. So.
That's a great one. Is there a story behind that song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's actually about me moving to Minneapolis from St. Louis. I moved up to Minneapolis, lived with Colin for a little while, just to kind of, like, got out of a long, like, bad relationship, and I just needed to kind of get away for a little while, and got to Minneapolis and had no money at all and, like, no job, and it was, like, the middle of winter, and I just...
Well, then you got a job, and it sucked.
Yeah, and I got a job, and it was... I worked at this Starbucks at the University of Minnesota, third busiest Starbucks in the country.
Oh wow!
And my boss sold weed. He sold weed, and I would have to get there at like 4:30 in the morning, when it was still dark out every morning, and he would be like, "Yeah, let's go smoke a joint before we go set up," you know. And I would get super super stoned before we started and would just have a panic attack for like 8 hours straight every day, and the same thing happened every day, and I still did it every morning.
Does that help or hinder your ability to deal with Starbucks customers?
Oh, it was nightmarish. It was fucking nightmarish.
It mattered either way. That place was fucked.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really bad at saying no.
Yeah.
Because I knew it was going to happen every day and I would still do it, but... Yeah, that song's just about me moving to Minnesota and still being depressed.
Imagine that.
Well, so if someone's never been to Minneapolis, what's a place they've got to check out?
So many new things have, like, popped up since I've been away that it's, like, not even right for me to, like, direct them anymore, because it's just all the old haunts for me. But I mean,
Chrome at the Turf Club, that was sick.
Chrome, that's awesome.
Yeah, the Turf Club is cool. It's like it's changed. Like, St. Paul is, like, a little bit, you know, hipper than it was at the time. People figured out that it was actually cool, which is kind of a bummer because now there's, like, condos and light rail and shit.
Yeah,
right through where we used to live. But the Turf Club had been, like, a really, like, solid mainstay. It was kind of the only place that people from Minneapolis would go to see a show, and it was like 21 plus. There used to be an all ages house just down the street from it, but it's disbanded, as all the sweet all ages venues do, and all the sweet ones there have. But also another great place where they always had shows was the Hexagon Bar.
We played there a couple times. Played our worst show of all time.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Which is a whole nother story. But the Hexagon is like a dive bar just off like the public transit lines. The cool thing, well, not the cool thing, but just like fun little fact about the Hexagon is like it was like the scene of like serial murders in the late 80s.
Oh, really?
By the Weepy Voice Killer.
Not familiar.
Which makes it kind of creepier to be there is my only point. The Weepy Voice Killer would pick up prostitutes and murder them, but immediately after he did it, he would call the cops crying, and he was like, "I can't control myself, I did it again." And he always did it, like, he'd pick them up outside of the Hexagon Club and, like, murder them in the parking lot or wherever the fuck.
Wow.
Yeah. Very creepy going there after I found that out. But yeah, one of them... one of the prostitutes he, you know, picked up one night was able to, like, fight him off and turn him into the cops.
My favorite place in Minneapolis is this, there's this Army Surplus store.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, Hoarders Army Surplus. So he just has, like, piles and piles of just tons of Army Surplus shit, and you just kind of sift through it, and it's owned by this old Greek dude. This really old Greek guy, and you can barter with him, you can haggle with him, but he's got a picture of himself. He was in the Greek military during World War II, and he's got a picture of himself in the military behind the counter, and he's got an old SS uniform hanging on the wall, in the back, and the first time I ever went in there, I was like, so what's up with the SS uniform? Like, are you selling that, or is it just on display, or what? And he just like gave me this kind of sly kind of grin and basically implied to me that he killed the Nazi that uniform came off of, and just told me all these crazy ass stories about him being in the Greek military and then going into Interpol after the military and killing Nazis. That's the best army surplus store I've ever been to in my whole life. So, like, I've gotten so much good shit there. Every time I go there, I just like buy a ton of shit.
Still wear the same boots from there.
I don't remember what that place is called.
It's like his name.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell even from the store facade. It's on Nicollet and like 16th.
It's a business.
Nothing happened, bro.
You're gonna blow up the spot.
Lastly, Colin, I wanted to ask you, what is your favorite place to play in Raleigh?
I actually wish there was like an all-ages venue to play in. Anthony, who just walked past us a second ago, opened up Sound Factory, but I haven't been there. I heard they've got it running pretty smooth. Yeah, basements are like a huge thing in the Midwest, and it's like weird like not having basements unless they're like cocktail bars here. So I love that stuff, but I mean, like, you know, unfortunately I've only played like a few bars down here since I've been living down here.
Well, so where can people go online if they want to hear your music?
Got a Bandcamp, voigtkampf1.bandcamp.com, I think.
Otherwise, I guess.
Follow us on Instagram at voigtkampfmusic. Got a Tumblr page.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's voigt-kampf-band.tumblr.com.
You can always go on Deranged Records Bandcamp, and they've got our releases with them on there.
Well, thanks for talking to us today on Damaged Goods, and we look forward to seeing your set tonight.
Cool. Thanks for having us, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot.